So in the last segment, the question was posed, are artificial turf sanitary for sports play? Your brother, one of the Harper's trio, there's Jerry, Jeff, and John. Your parents played a horrible trick on the world by doing that to us.
yeah, kind of.
But Jeff is a high school football coach.
He's a high school football coach, played professionally, played at Colorado State, and then played professionally. And he just texted us and said he had a teammate almost lose a leg from a staph infection from playing on artificial turf back in the day. So that was a while ago.
That was before artificial turf was popular.
You know, there was a few around, and of course, there's been huge improvements in artificial turf since those early days. But I don't know that the sanitary part of it has changed much.
Well, I think the point is you still need water, whether it's artificial or real. It's got to be washed.
Especially here where it doesn't rain. Now, places that put artificial turf in because it rains a lot or snows on them a lot, they may not have those issues. But out here where, you know, it's nice and dry and warm and those things just thrive probably and don't ever, you know, they incubate in that kind of temperatures, I suppose.
Well, let's see how we can help Lee. Good morning. Welcome to the program, Lee. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so I've got spurge weeds in my front yard, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Spurge weeds. What kind of yard do you have?
It's lawn
or rock?
Yeah, it's grass.
Grass, okay. So it's some type of hybrid or Bermuda or hybrid Bermuda. What you need to do is use a broadleaf herbicide, and that will, you know, get the spurge that's there controlled without killing or damaging your Bermuda. But in the long run, you need to get on a pre-emergent herbicide program twice a year to help control the seeds and keep that spurge from germinating. It's full of seed, and it just germinates and reseeds at a very rapid rate. So the best thing really to do with spurge, frankly, once you have it, is to go out there and very carefully pull it, put it into a plastic garbage bag immediately. It's got so much seed on it. If you scatter it, if you don't pull it properly, if you mow over it, if you weed eat it, you're just going to be spreading seeds around. So pull what you can, spray the rest, and then use a pre-emergent called Dimension a couple times a year, spring and fall. That will help control that spurge the best.
And if we're going to be overseeding coming up in the fall, what's your cutoff for the pre-emergent and then applying your seed?
Probably the cutoff for pre-emergent for if you're going to overseed, we're probably about there. Now, spurge is a summer weed, so the most important time to apply the pre-emergent to prevent spurge is going to be the spring anyway. So after your ryegrass or your winter lawn is established, so we're talking middle or end of March, first of April, when you would apply that. That's going to be the most important one to control these summertime weeds anyway. So if you're concerned about the winter lawn, just do the pull it and spray it with the post-emergent, keep it under control now, and then next spring apply this Dimension and do that every spring at least to control the summer weeds.
We sure had an influx of it, and I think we've taken a lot of calls on it. It sure came on strong this year. You know what else is tumbleweeds? Have you noticed how many tumbleweeds there seem to be?
I have not, actually.
There are tumbleweeds everywhere. Once you get on the outskirts of town under the freeway overpasses.
The bumper crop of Russian thistle. Huh?
There really is. The last time I remember that, it was probably 20 years ago. The whole property between Mom and Dad's was just this tumbleweed, and since then I haven't seen it. I don't know if the cycle or the wind-blown haboob brought in a new influx. Man, there have been a bunch of spurge and tumbleweeds. Anyway.
Yeah, spurge has just become a huge problem the last few years.
Pre-emergent is your treatment for that. We are at Westworld in Scottsdale off the 101. You can't miss the big white dome. 10 o'clock, I believe it opens today.
That's right.
The Get Outdoors Expo, 10 o'clock. If you want an introduction to the outdoors, or if you're an outdoorsman and you're looking to maybe upgrade some of your equipment and toys, this is the place to do it. It's, I don't, how many square feet you think are in here? 300,000 square feet of air conditioned.
Enough to hold about 100 boats. And
oh my god!
Oh, wow. All kinds of activities. Yeah. And,
you could dogs. Actually, if you put enough habitat in here, you could probably hunt in here.
If you go next door to the Equidome, they have an archery set up in there where you can shoot at some. What do you call those?
Silhouettes.
3D archery.
There you go.
3D
archery. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about more of the details that you could find here at the expo through the hour. We've got water is our topic, and we've actually got a water attorney in the next hour just talking that does a lot of the cases as it relates to the Colorado River. So that'll be a very interesting hour for water. And then generally that's our 10 o'clock topic hour, but just with our guest and lineup, we're switching that. So then we'll have the 10 o'clock open hour. If you weren't able to get in during the landscape and garden, you can find Jay at
480-946-3481 or harpersnursery.com. Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, 2529 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.